It's Tuesday, April 11th, AD 2017. This is The Worldview in 5 minutes. I'm Adam McManus. Judge Neil Gorsuch was sworn in as the next U.S. Supreme Court Justice yesterday in the White House Rose Garden. After a grueling confirmation process, President Trump was beaming with hope about the future.
A new optimism is sweeping across our land, and a new faith in America is filling our hearts and lifting our sights.
Travis Weber of the Family Research Council told The Worldview he was not surprised by the last-minute attempt on the part of the Democrats to filibuster the nomination.
The Democrats filibustered him now because they don't like the fact that he's going to be an originalist in interpreting the Constitution. They'd rather clearly have someone pushing a progressive ideology. When you look back over the history of how the court has injected itself into deciding social issues and taking on the importance it has, it's understandable that we'd see an escalation of this type of attention and heat being drawn by the confirmation process.
Two adults were found dead at the San Bernardino North Park Elementary School Monday morning after a school shooting. Another two students were reported to have been taken to the hospital with gunshot wounds. Police are investigating the shootings as part of a murder-suicide. Egyptian police killed seven suspected Islamic militants who they believe were planning more attacks on Christians. Reuters reports that the incident occurred in the southern city of Aswan, just 2 days following bombings of several Christian churches that killed at least 47 men, women, and children. The Springtime 40 Days for Life campaign ended over the weekend with 437 babies having been saved, one abortion center closure, and one abortion mill staff member resignation. The organization claims about 13,000 babies saved since its inception 13 years ago. Psalm 139, 13-14 says, "For you formed my inward parts, you knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made." For 200 years, Harvard University's College Song referred to the school as, quote, "the herald of light and the bearer of love till the stock of the Puritans die," unquote. But now, Harvard University is ready to put the Puritans into the grave forever. They're looking for a song that will be more, quote, "inclusive," unquote. The administration is inviting contestants to submit a rewrite of the final line in the song that will sever the Puritan stock forever. Harvard was formed as a Christian seminary in 1636, and the university's seal commits to, quote, "truth for Christ and church," unquote. Hebrews 3:12 warns, "Take care, brothers, lest there be in any of you an evil, unbelieving heart, leading you to fall away from the living God." The 20th Century Fox Company announced yesterday that it will conduct an investigation of TV anchor Bill O'Reilly on more recent sexual harassment charges. O'Reilly and Fox News have already forked over $13 million to five women who accused the anchor of sexual misconduct. Alabama's Republican governor has announced his resignation in the wake of impeachment proceedings. Governor Robert Bentley, also a Baptist deacon, was caught in an affair with somebody else's wife. Meanwhile, Alabama's Supreme Court Chief Justice Roy Moore was in Colorado over the weekend, speaking to a crowd of 1,000 homeschoolers at the Denver Capitol on his suspension from the court for advocating for traditional marriage. He told the crowd of enthusiastic home educators, quote, "Christians are losing their jobs. They're being incarcerated. They're being put under financial stress, because they will not buy the sin that the nation pushes on them," unquote. Colorado State Senator Owen Hill, the Republican who chairs the Senate Education Committee in the state Senate, was seen with his four homeschooling children at the Capitol while his wife was out of town. As he chaired the Education Committee, the senator was photographed with his daughter sitting on his lap. New York has become the first state to offer free college to children whose families earn less than $100,000 per year. Senator Bernie Sanders has also introduced a College for All Act in the U.S. Senate, stating that, quote, "higher education should be a right for all, not a privilege," unquote. An American war hero lived through three explosions in Afghanistan and Iraq, but Tim Adams would give up his life to save a little boy on March 5th in Indonesia. While serving as a missionary intern, Adams happened to be standing on the beach when he noticed a tide pulling several children under. He lifted one little boy to his shoulders, and in the process of saving the six-year-old child, lost his life under the waves. John 15:13 says, "Greater love has no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends." And that's the World View in 5 minutes on this Tuesday, April 11th, in the year of our Lord, 2017. Invite your friends to listen to this unique Christian newscast at theworldview.com. I'm Adam McManus. Seize the day for Jesus Christ. We want to invite you to join us at the NOAA Conference in Cincinnati, Ohio, on Friday, August 11th and Saturday, August 12th, 2017. We are in a worldview war today, just as Noah was when he was building the ark. The NOAA Conference will equip you to disciple your children in an ungodly generation with the right worldview. Admission to Ken Ham's Ark Encounter is included for your whole family. Register at noaaconference.org. That's noaaconference.org.